Live Oak Mysteries presents Sammy Keys and the Curse of Mustache Mary by Wendolyn Van Dronen. Prologue. You'd think I could spend the night at a friend's house without finding myself knee-deep in pig poop. But no, I couldn't even make it there without practically breaking every bone in my body. And by the time the clock was gonging in the new year, well, I was in so deep it was going to take a backhoe to get me out. 1. Marissa McKenzie is the last person on earth you should ever accept a ride from. And I knew that. Trouble is, she had a bike, Holly had a bike, and all I had were my high tops and the distant memory of a skateboard that had disappeared while I was playing video games at the mall. And maybe I should have wobbled around on Holly's handlebars instead. But Holly wasn't offering. Marissa was. And since Dot's new house was clear out in Sisquain, and I didn't want to spend all morning getting there, what choice did I have? Actually, things were going pretty well. Our duffel bags were in back, bungee tight and balanced right, and it was real foggy out, so Marissa was driving kind of carefully for once. We'd made it 3 whole blocks down Broadway, and another 3 whole blocks down Cook Street without so much as a serious wobble. But then, just as I was starting to relax a little, these guys come barreling down a cross street on skateboards. Holly stopped, just locked up her brakes and slid to a halt. Marissa, on the other hand, started to stop, but then changed her mind and decided to go.